Yes, it is.
Blog Talk Radio.
Eternal life, eternal life. I want to live eternal life, just in my soul. I want to be eternal life, just in my soul. Eternal life, eternal life. I want to live eternal life, just in my soul. Genesis chapter 14, from verse 14 to 15, it says, and when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, and his trained servant born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto God, and he divided himself against them, he and his servant, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all his goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Hallelujah. That was Genesis chapter 14, from verse 14 to 16. Operation Pursue, Overtake, and Recover All. Life has been battled. This battle didn't start from the book of Genesis. The Bible says there was war in heaven. And Satan wanted to overthrow God and topple God through him. Satan and his cohorts were driven out of heaven and they came down into the earth and they began to operate as demons and witches and wizards and powers of darkness and so on. And what is the mission of Satan? The Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, John 10:10. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundant. Who is the thief? Satan has come to steal people's health, steal their joy, steal their peace, steal the love, steal the good things of God from their life. But God is always restoring. Our God is the God of restoration. Joel chapter 2. In the book of Joel chapter 2, from verse 25 and 19 says, I will restore to you the year that the canker worms and the locust, the common worms, the caterpillars have eaten. God is in the business of restoring. God is in the business of restoring your joy, your peace. God is a restorer. He restores out what the enemy stole from you. The devil is the thief. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to restore life and life more abundant. The story we just read about Abraham and his brother Lot and how the enemy came to cast them away, kidnapped them, and took them away. He came to steal the joy of Abraham. Abraham, what would be his joy? Hearing that his brother Lot has been kidnapped, and all his relations and brothers and relatives have been stolen away into captivity. So Abraham took his men, 318 of them, and they pursued the enemy. Pursue the enemy to overthrow them and recover everything that was stolen. Hallelujah. God is the God of restoration. Hey, they will fight. So now God is going to restore back to you everything that the enemy stole away from your life. In the name of Jesus. David said the prayer, they restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Yes, that prayer was prayed in the past. Restore to me the joy of my salvation.
Renew their eyes within them.
Yes, so God is in the business of restoring. Putting back what was stolen, putting back what the enemy took away. That's not the only instance. There's another instance in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8, book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 8. 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 8. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after the truth? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. In the days of David, it happened again. The enemies have come to take everything away and run away. As for David, inquired of God, he said, God, should I pursue this enemy? God said, yes. Pursue this enemy, overtake them, and recover everything he stole from you. Yes, God is in the business of restore, taking back. See, look at the life of Job. Job was very busy doing the work of God. Job was very busy doing the work of God when Satan came and destroyed everything, destroyed his wealth, his business, destroyed his family, destroyed. And Job continued to pray and continued to look up to God. And he continued to serve God without regretting, without crying, without murmuring. And in the Job 42 verse 10, and God returned unto Job double everything that he lost. After Job prayed for his friend, Job 42 verse 10, God restored back to Job double. I like that. He restored it double. You know, Prophet Elijah was asking for double portion anointing, and he got it. You did not ask for double portion. You think he was asking for single portion? Prophet Elijah asked for double portion, and he got it. Now Job got a double fold restoration. The according to your faith, need unto you. Job got a double fold restoration. The book of Job, chapter 42, verse 10, says, and God restored back to Job double everything that the enemy took away from him. See? The God of restoration is always putting back what the enemy stole. I don't care what the devil has stolen from your life. The enemy may have stolen your health, your joy, your peace. The enemy may have stolen your blessings, your job, your businesses. The enemy must have robbed you of getting prophesied in you that by reason of tonight's anointing, there will be come. Oh, yeah, there is double full restoration of all that your enemy took from you in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Satan is the king. Jesus is the top. We are going to pray. We're going to pray. Say, God, restore back to me double everything that my enemy took from me this life. Do you know that some people, their prayer lives have been stolen? Some people, evangelism, have been stolen from their lives. Some people commitment to God have been stolen away from their life. Some people the joy of the Lord. King David was very sincere. King David. He said, God, restore back to me the joy of the Lord. Yes, restore to me the joy of my salvation. When you are I see within me.
Yes. I ask away from your presence,
and I'm breathing so long. Take now that Holy Spirit
from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And in our dear within me.
Oh, yeah. There is a God of restoration. He's the God that restores back God. He can restore back sevenfold. He can restore back 100-fold. According to your faith, be it unto you. In the days of Job was asking for a double-fold restoration. In this generation, you can ask for a million-fold restoration. Oh, yes. And he's going to do it. Yes, so we're going to pray right now that God will restore all that the enemy took up from our life, from our ministry, from our home, from our family, from our marriage, from our children, from our husband, from our wife. All that the enemy took away, be restored back double in the name of Jesus. Yes, I will pray in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we ask for a Yes, we receive back double. We receive back double. The fruits of our labor. We receive back double. We receive back double. All the years that the cattle won and the local, the farmer won because the people are throwing away. We receive back double. In the name of Jesus.
Let me sit down. Let me say, let my soul hide the clay. Let me see the world in double. You know, God, that will declare double more than it should be. In the name of Jesus, it is double clear. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus, amen. And they will stay there. And they will stay there. And they will stay there. And
Restore. Operate on the stomach of all. Yes, because you are in the business, you are in the business, you are in the business, you are in the
business.
And we take back double. Everything that we do for God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Yes, we are not stopping this prayer. We have we think we'll continue this prayer, but we want to hear from one of God. From our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist, Alliance Alawa, a preacher, a woman of God, ordained and anointed by God, to preach the gospel of Jesus to the whole world. She's going to be sharing with us what God has made in her heart. So let's all listen to her as she comes. Over to you.
Yeah. The topic for today is the glory of God. All glory must be to the Lord, for He is worthy of all praise. No man or man should give glory to himself, for the glory must be to my God. All glory belongs unto God. It's God that glorifies our own life. The glory, we are going to look at some people that the glory of God manifesting their life.
Yes.
Esther was chosen from a group, of young virgins, Ahasuerus' beloved wife after the dethronement of Queen Vashti. Esther 2:17 says that the king loved Esther above all the women, for the glory of God cover her with the heavenly garment of beauty and glory. God will cover all of us with heavenly garment of beauty and glory. This is what Esther experienced, which the king could not resist. Then Queen Esther acted contrary to the guidelines. Her action was she went however, though the glory of God, she was favored. We are all favored by the glory of God. We are talking about a double portion now. Double portion is the glory of God. So she was favored by the glory of God. Her request was granted. Our request will be granted, and the glory of God will be upon us. And the Jews in Shashan were not annihilated to the plot of Haman. Indeed, the glory of God breaks man-made rules. Disappointment disappoints the devices of the crafty and delivers from death. That's what the glory of God does. We receive that glory of God and we are clothed with His beauty. We receive the glory of God, we are clothed with His beauty. Then when we look at Mordecai too, another man of God that received the glory of God, Mordecai coming to Queen Esther was doomed to die on the valley constructed by Hamas. But through the glory of God upon him, Haman and his 10 sons were hung on the gallows, which Haman wants to hang Mordecai. Undoubtedly, the glory of God, revises evil decision. We decree that the glory of God will speak for us, save us, as we save Mordecai from death. Upon brown eyes, he had your God's glory. Your glory will promote us in Jesus' name. That's why what the enemy is planning against us. Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, the third person that received the glory of God, never be done for another person in life was done to her. She was pregnant with Jesus Christ. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was among thousands of virgins of her time and never contested to become the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. When she was visited by Angel Gabriel and informed that she was chosen for the blessed privilege, her response was plain and simple. Be it unto me according to your word. We receive the glory of God in our life through according to the word of God. That's the reason why we should be reading the word of God on a daily basis and doing what the word of God says we should do, so that his glory will always be on our life. The fourth one concerning the glory of God is about the marriage feast at Cana. It was the place of Jesus' first miracle. Here he turned water into wine, and that was the best wine. The best wine, that is the best in the end. He turned water into wine. John chapter 2. When the wine ran out, his mother simply said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus knew what she meant and responded. But being obedient, he turned the water pot of water into wine. This spared the bridegroom's shame. So the bridegroom was not put to shame. So the bridegroom received the glory of God. It is undeniable, therefore, that the glory of God takes away shame and brings joy and gladness and hope in the hopeless situation. That's what the glory of God does. The glory of God does not allow us to be covered with shame. The glory of God turns our mystery to miracle and fill our mouth with laughter in terms of and turns our mystery into laughter in Jesus' name. The Samaritan woman, when he met Jesus at the well, had a very colorful lifestyle indeed. The water from Jacob's well religious bondage. Her lifestyle could not satisfy her towards her longing. Then she met Jesus, who knew her life story. He began a life-saving conversation with her and told her, whoever drinks of the water shall thirst no more, but whosoever drinks of the water that he shall give, him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well water springing into everlasting life. For acceptance of the word and the living water, Jesus offered his evidence by the marvelous testimony in John 4:28-29. The woman then left her water pot and went away into the city and said to the people that they should come and see that he has seen Jesus by the well, and he told him everything that has ever happened to her life. Surely the glory of God turned she into happiness. The glory of God is a life-changing and exalting testimony in our life. Then the number five, the widow of Nain too, experienced the glory of God. The glory of God will dry up our tears, put gladness in our hearts, and revitalize all the situations in our life, like the widow of Nain, with the son died and God brought to life. So may God bless the reading of his word. Hello, sir.
Yeah,
may God bless the reading of our life.
Amen. There's a song that just says, as we were talking about the glory of God, the song says, all the glory must be unto
my God. For he is worthy of all praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. For the glory must be to my God.
To my God, all the glory must be unto my God. For he is worthy of our praise.
No man, no man should give glory to himself, for thy glory was here to my God. Glory, glory.
Let me say, by the glory of God, we're going to need to give God his glory. It's very dangerous not to give God his glory. We are going to give God his glory meant for him. We are not going to take the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to sing that song again. We're going to sing that song again, and then we shall pray that the glory of God should be given to God. None of us is saying the glory. Let's read that song again. glory must be
to our God. For he is worthy of all praise.
No matter that,
how now should give glory to himself. For the glory must be to my God.
All the glory must be unto
my God.
Amen. Let's pray for the glory of God. Let's give God his glory. We give God his glory.
We give you the glory. We give you the honor and majesty and the glory of God. God, to your holy name concerning my high, Lord God. The heaven in the name of God. All glory is given unto you today. O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Glory, glory, Lord. I give you glory, Lord. O Lord God, give glory, glory, Lord.
And God
give you glory, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. Mighty God. Glory, glory, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. I give you glory, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. Yeah, the mighty God.
Glory, glory, Lord.
I give you glory, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. You are the mighty God.
We give you glory,
Lord. We give you glory, Lord. You are the mighty God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ah, honorable professor, good morning, flower. You are welcome. Thank you. Happy New Year. Prosperity. Yes, with you.
Yes, sir. Yes. Happy New Year, sir. Happy New Year. And Bishop, God bless you. God bless you and the fellowship. Yes. We are all doing
yes.
good, and we praise the Lord for his goodness. I'm on my way to somewhere, so I said, let me join.
Yes, you are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah, yes. sir. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about this new year, Professor Solomon Akwabe? How do you feel about the year 2024? You feel it's better? Do you see a prosperous 2024? Tell us something.
Well, what God has given me in spirit is that this year that God's people will need to be much more peculiar in their work with God.
Yes. Yes.
And we do not have to follow the system of the world with what is going on. What the TV
yes.
has given us is bad news. Many of the things that the television is
yes.
giving to us is bad news. Many
mm-hmm.
of the things are bad news. So we don't have to embed ourselves in those bad news and be discouraged.
Yes.
But also we have to be still and embed ourselves. We have to allow ourselves to be embedded in the Word of
yes.
God
yes.
and work peculiarly with Christ. And
yes.
when we do that, both in this life and also in the life to come, whether it's in heaven through rapture or in whatsoever, that victory and salvation is ours. Blessings are ours too.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Our son Gabriel, the Lord Jesus is touching him with his miracle working power. Gabriel, this must be your year in the name of Jesus.
We, Yes, sir. We thank God for Gabriel. In fact, yesterday, throughout the week, I will say I started feeling, and like always before, that Gabriel is doing very fine in his studies. But in addition, the teacher, the head teacher, had written to me. She wrote to me earlier, yesterday, texting me, and asking me a question about Gabriel, about one part of his habits. And I responded. Yeah. And when I responded, she wrote back to me saying that she has been very, very pleased. And her co-teachers, last year the principal of his school wrote to me saying that they've been very pleased with him. And but she conferred and talked with me yesterday that our son Gabriel has been outstanding in his performance. I mean, in his academic performance, doing very well. In spite of his, a little bit of foolishness and bad manners, that he's been doing peculiarly very fine, and really, on the other hand, too. Me and my wife, we have, in the passing of last year, 2023, I mean, in the last few days, we were fasting here and for about 2 weeks, really fasting and praying within ourselves in the house, asking about the foretelling of this new year to come. And I had that revelation given to me into my spirit, exposed to me in my spirit, that it is going to be well as we become much more selfless.
Yeah.
And also as we become decisive to be selfless in everything. In everything about ourselves. But foster on the work of God through Christ.
Yes.
Don't be mindful of the peculiarities of the business, actually, which is morally good. What I mean to say is that we have to do with the moral consciousness of business of this life, about the economic matters, even the political matters, but be concerned about the work of Christ, that you have been called to be partakers, to be a member of the vineyard of Christ, that you have been called to become partakers, participant, working for Christ. Whatever you do, do it with your whole heart. Whatever is good that you do for the promotion of the gospel of Christ and humanity, for the service of humanity and the service of the Christian church, of the gospel, do it with your whole heart. And that's the message that my family got, me and my wife got, and Gabriel too. Do it with your whole heart. And we're still waiting for that repelling promises of God for Gabriel, for him to speak. For him to speak and be aware of his self-care.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we pray for Brother Gabriel Akwahu, Lord Jesus, that you reach out to him with your healing power, healing spirit, soul, and body, healing from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet.
Amen.
Let him be made the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we bow everything that God did not plant in him. He rooted out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord God, thank you. Lay hands on him.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, send your word to give us a power. Send your word. Let your word go forth and bring complete healing, complete deliverance, complete blessing. Amen. Let it be in the name of Jesus. Let it be
Amen.
Yes, we also pray for as many that are sick, as many that are having issues, as many that are oppressed, as many that are going through stuff. Lord Jesus, reach out to them by your Spirit, oh God. Lay hands on your people right now. And bless them by the power of the Holy Ghost. Talk that boy. Talk that girl. Talk this man. Talk that woman. Jesus. Talk them where they are hurting. And let there be solution to every problem in your life right now. In the name of Jesus. Let your body be rolled away. And their troubles be gone. Lord, have your way in your life, oh God.
Amen.
Bless your people with divine health, divine healing, long life and prosperity in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Archbishop. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Archbishop, for this prayer.
Yes. Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
Yes. Welcome.
We're
going to sing a couple of songs to praise God, and then we'll keep praying some more. If you do so, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you do so,
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We sing God, so praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord,
hallelujah. We sing God, so praise the Lord, hallelujah. We sing God, so praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All things together for good. In everything, he turns unto God. In everything, he turns unto God. When I'm good or bad, he turns unto God. When you appreciate God, James chapter 5:16. He says, pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth more than
the
sacrifice of God. James chapter 5:16. Pray for one another that you might be healed. The effectual power prayer of righteousness.
Of the righteousness and the late mortal.
So we're not going to be serving the prayer. We're going to pray for our families, our friends, our relations. We're going to pray for as many that are having issues. On the screen here, we have on the dashboard here, we have over 1,000 people attending this service. We're going to pray that God will reach out to everyone wherever they are. There is no distance in prayer. The centurion said, Master, speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed. Yes, I will pray in the name of Jesus, and I will pray in the name of Jesus. God, we pray. give you to me, Lord.